Hello.
Hello, is this George?
Is this Brad?
Yes, this is.
It's Brad Anthony on All Hit Radio, The Wave.
Yeah, something like that. Hey, man, how are you?
I'm doing just great. Thank you for taking the time to call me.
Absolutely. From the hometown broadcasting studios, 102.3 FM, The Bug, and 93.1 FM, AM 1600, The Wave, it is my honor to produce, or pronounce, to introduce Ed Sullivan.
Hey, how's it going, Brad?
Yeah, it's going great. If I could learn how to talk today.
It's all right.
So, George Trillinger, he portrays Ed Sullivan for the Fab Four. The Fab Four are coming to the Crystal Grand Theater Saturday, November 16th, this weekend, and we're all excited for it. It's going to be a great time. Tell us what it's like playing Ed Sullivan for the Fab Four, George.
Well, Brad, as most of your young audience probably isn't aware, but they can go on YouTube and look up the Beatles' first appearance on the Ed Sullivan Show. Ed had a Sunday night variety show that ran for many, many years, and he introduced the country to Elvis and a lot of the bands from the British Invasion. Even Michael Jackson and the Jackson 5 appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show. It's wonderful. It is absolutely wonderful. The Fab Four recreate note for note all your favorite Beatles songs, and we tell the story of the Beatles from the time they first appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show all the way through Sgt. Pepper, through great songs like Something and Hey Jude. It's really, really a great show. And this, I believe, is going to be Meet the Beatles USA, where they're going to do the songs from the first album released in 1964, Meet the Beatles.
Very cool. And what can people expect to see? I've been playing some of the songs here, and we've given away tickets to some lucky winners out there. So they're going to be with us on Saturday, November 16th. What separates the Fab Four from other tribute bands?
In my opinion, after working with them for so many years, I think it is the attention to detail and the authenticity. These guys are musicians, they're actors, and they're overall great entertainers. And I think the show has great appeal because it's an all-ages show. We see kids, parents, grandparents, and by the end of the show, I should say by the second or third song, the audience is hooked and they're singing and they're clapping, and it is a very much an audience interactive show. We really encourage the audience to laugh and to sing along and to really get into the music while we're telling the story of the Beatles.
That's good. So it's not just a, hey, sit down and shut up the whole show and don't even clap and do nothing until we're done kind of thing, right?
Oh, no. It's very, it's a very exciting show, and there's visuals. We have multimedia and lighting effects, and people walk away a big, big smile. I'll tell you this. In my years with the Fab Four, they always get a standing ovation, and the audience is always clapping and cheering for more.
Well, that's great. Do they do an encore at the end, or should I not give that secret away?
They do. We do an encore where we introduce everybody in the band, and then there's a big, big sing-along. But a lot of what the Beatles music represented was change in the youth of America, the turbulent 60s, and the Beatles had very, very strong messages of peace and love. And I think the audience walks away with a great feeling after hearing hit after hit. You're going to hear songs from the Meet the Beatles album that actually introduced the Beatles to America. Of course, I Want to Hold Your Hand, All My Lovin', She Loves You. And then they go into the Sgt. Pepper years with the costumes and the lighting effects. Really, really is a powerful show. And by the end of it, like I said, Brad, the audience walks out of the theater. We've been at the Crystal Grand a few times, and it is a great place. It is a wonderful venue to see the show. And the audience walks away just wanting more and singing the songs. In fact, you can hear them when the show is over. You can hear them still singing Hey Jude or singing their favorite song that they had just heard in the show.
I saw videos on YouTube, but I'll get to experience the action in person on Saturday.
We have a lot of fans on YouTube. We have one video of a concert we did in Burbank, California, where most of the other guys are from, by the way. I live in Florida, so I'm always meeting up with them on the road. But we've got videos on YouTube with over 1 million views.
Wow.
So it's something that, they take great pride. The Fab Four has been around. I'm celebrating my 20th year with them.
That's awesome.
And, yeah, it really, truly is. And before I did Ed Sullivan for them, I was a fan. I used to go and see them in Las Vegas at the Las Vegas Hilton. And I never dreamed that I would, be working with them. And it's one of the great high points of my career.
Well, that's really cool to impersonate Ed Sullivan. I don't really impersonate people except for Beavis and Butthead. That's about it. Yeah. Beavis? Yeah.
That's pretty good.
It's Ed Sullivan. Yeah. No, it's George.
Sometimes when we're in the car, I do the guy from King of the Hill. Now, Bobby, that's propane. That's one of the noble gases.
Yeah. You know? Oh, my gosh.
I got my start many years ago in Las Vegas. I performed for over 20 years as Buddy Holly.
Wow.
And been involved in the tribute world for a long time. And this came along in 2004, and I really, really enjoy it.
That is so cool. Well, we'll be excited to see you walk out on stage introducing the Fab Four this Saturday.
We so look forward to it. It's one of our favorite places to play. Come on out to the Crystal Grand, the Wisconsin Dells. That's a fun place. We always have a great time when we're there.
George Trillinger portraying Ed Sullivan for the Fab Four this Saturday. We'll have a great time. We're excited.
Well, thank you very much, Brad. Brad Anthony with The Wave. You did a really, really fine, fine interview.
Thank you, Ed.
A little Ed Sullivan.
Appreciate that, Ed. Thanks for your time today.
Hey, we're going to have a lot of fun. I can't wait to meet you and introduce you to the guys in the show. Come on out, everybody. It's going to be a rocking great time.